Support for Soundwaves from the Underground is brought to you by 24tix.com, the most convenient way to buy tickets to your favorite local concerts. Save time, save money, rock out. 24tix.com, your ticket to the experience.
I'm Dan Nalen, and this is Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, UT. Slug is an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, and it is one of the oldest independent publications in the United States, distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action, sports, and subculture. On this episode, I'm basically taking over the joint. I'm going to play a bunch of my favorite music from the first half of this year, released by local artists. So hunker down, get ready to hear some great stuff, and I'm sure you'll have your own opinion about whether it's up to snuff or not. Michael Gross is an extremely accomplished musician who lives right here in Salt Lake City. I first heard him several years ago and immediately connected with his real knack for writing some great pop hooks in his rock songs. He's a former member or current member of bands such as the Brobecks, the Lazy Waves, along with the Statuettes, which he fronts. In March of this year, he released a brand new EP called Greatest Hits Volume 1 that is made up of old and new songs from his catalog. To download it, you can go to mgross.bandcamp.com, and for more information on Gross, check him out at thestatuettes.com. We're going to play a song called I've Been Watching You. This is from the new EP, Greatest Hits, Volume 1. As long as we're talking about Michael Gross, let's talk about The Lazy Waves, one of the many other projects he's worked on in between his statuettes music. This is a band that he formed originally with Daniel Fisher and Matt Glass back in early 2010. Glass lives out of state, meaning the band had to trade files and whatnot over the internet and the occasional rare in-person recording sessions. They released their self-titled debut way back in 2010, followed that up with a bunch of singles and EPs over the years. Earlier this year, they released a new EP called Wavetable. That was back in February. To download any of their music, visit them at thelazywaves.bandcamp.com. This is a song called TLIHTF from Wavetable. Another artist with a slightly electronic bent is Makeo. He's an electronic musician based out of Salt Lake, originally from Hawaii, but making music professionally since 2009, sporadically releasing, singles, albums, you name it. Working in genres like chill wave, shoegaze, ambient, all while keeping an electronic vibe in the mix. He's got a brand new EP this year called The Devil Lived. We're going to play a song from that one called Showing Us All. And to find any music from Makeo, go on to makeo.bandcamp.com, and that is spelled M-K-I-A-O.
Do you know what it takes to undo? Rebecca.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Cherry. And if you like your geek news with a bit of a twist, then you'll love
Hello, Sweetie.
Hello, Sweetie podcast brings you the latest and greatest geek news and information from an all-female panel.
We'll bring you the most recent information about movies, TV, comic books,
video games, roller derby, pop culture, and more. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on Facebook.
For your weekly dose of geek culture from a female perspective, tune in to
Hello, Sweetie.
This is your weekly daily calendar for the week beginning June 17th and running into official summer, June 23rd. Amazing, isn't it? Lots of goodies in there. I recommend you go to slugmag.com. Scroll down to the bottom of that homepage. Check out all those amazing listings. There's always new stuff being added. There's always great shows up and down the Wasatch Front. I found lots this week. Starting on Tuesday, June 17th, a guy you've heard me sing the praises of many a time, Jason Isbell, along with the Lone Bellow. They're playing at Red Butte Garden. This is one of the cheapest shows at Red Butte Garden of the year, about $30, well worth it. He's been winning a bunch of Americana Music Awards, nominated for Grammys for his album that came out last year. That one's called Southeastern. A hearty recommend. He's a former drive-by trucker, amazing guitar player, great songwriter. Going to be a great show. That same night, Spy Hop has the 801 sessions over at the Shred Shed with Alchemy, Pinecone Radio, and Archaeopteryx. I'm going to butcher that name, but I'm guessing that's how it's called. That's a great opportunity to catch out some young local talent sponsored by the good people at Spy Hop on Wednesday, June 18th. This is a band that I never thought I'd get to see. They're playing Salt Lake for the very first time, even though their first record came back in the 80s. World Party. That's Carl Wallinger's band. He is an offshoot of the Waterboys. A little bit of Irish, Scottish rock and roll. Really excited for them. They're headlining at the Stateroom. Gabriel Kelly is opening the show. Friday, June 20th. It's SLC Punk Part 2, Punk's Dead. You've probably heard about the sequel to SLC Punk. They're going to shoot this concert for some footage for the movie. This is at the Complex. It features Screeching Weasel, the Dwarves, and several other bands. I don't know how I feel about the sequel to this SLC Punk, but probably going to be a good show at the Complex. A bunch of old school Salt Lake City punks in the house. Over at the Garage that same night, David Williams headlining with the Come Ups. He's always a great guitar player to watch play live and in person. And then up at Red Butte Garden, a rock and roll Hall of Famer and Mavis Staples, soul, gospel legend, always puts on a great show. And the Dark Arts Festival is going down at Area 51 that night, also on Saturday, June 21st. Another big event on Saturday the 21st, of course, it's the 2014 Summer of Death from Slug Magazine. That's going to go down at Crossroads Skate Park. And if you want to make your way to Urban Lounge afterwards, Coolio, yes, Coolio, with DJ Matty Mo and Flash and Flare playing. Sunday, June 22nd, a show that sells out every time they come to town. King Khan and the Shrines at Urban Lounge, always a great live show. And then Monday, June 23rd, a comical show, Kiss and Def Leppard out at the USANA Amphitheater. I've seen both. I don't think I could recommend either at this point in time, but you gotta know they're out there. I'll bet you they'll sell about 15,000 tickets. No accounting for taste in the world. That is your weekly daily calendar for June 17th through June 23rd. As always, you can put your own listings on there for free. Add some quality content for $5 a month or $50 a year. Be sure to go to slugmag.com every damn day. Check out those listings in the calendar. Getting back into some of the fine music released earlier this year from local artists, we have Giraffe. The solo experimental project from one Seth Cook. He takes various instruments, combines them with his keyboard to make a one-man musical showcase. He released his debut a couple years ago. He recently released his sophomore album called Smile and Wave back in April. This is a song called Magic Figure 8. To download his entire album, you can check out giraffula.bandcamp.com, and to find more information on that project, just go to facebook.com/giraffula. And last, but certainly not least, in our run through some great local music from the first half of the year, Desert Noises, of course. They're a four-piece rock band based out of Provo. They've had a pretty good career going for several years now. They originally formed in late 2008, put out a self-titled EP a year later, followed that up with a really excellent full-length album called Mountain Sea in 2012. Then they signed to a slightly larger label, leaving the local North Platte label behind. Branched out, did some national tours. They played South by Southwest this year. They played Austin City Limits Festival last year as well. In March, they released their second full-length album called 27 Ways. We're going to play a song from that one. This is Shiver from the Desert Noises. And for more information on the band or to download the album, visit DesertNoisesMusic.com.
Inside, oh, you get it.
Well, those are just a few of my favorites from the local scene of the first 6 months of the year. Of course, there are literally dozens of albums out there from fine local artists up and down the Wasatch Front. I encourage you to support each and every one of them, or at least the ones that you like. This has been Slug Soundwaves. Thank you for listening. For all things Slug Magazine, visit us at slugmag.com. We've got the Utah Arts Fest coming up in late June. We want to hear some of the bands that you're stoked to see, what artists you like to check out each year, or any regular features that you think are just awesome every year at the Arts Festival. Send us an email to soundwaves@slugmag.com or hit us up on Twitter at slugsoundwaves or via Facebook at facebook.com/slugsoundwaves. We just might bring up your suggestions on the show. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Alexander Ortega, Genevieve Smith, and myself, Dan Malin. The executive producer, Angela H. Brown. The theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sasich. Main logo and art design is by Nicholas Dowd, and the technical design by Kate Colgan. Next week, fire us up again. We'll be talking Utah Arts Festival as well as the Fear No Film Festival. Thanks for listening.